President Donald Trump has once again pushed his campaign to annex Greenland. Trump told NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte on Thursday, March 13th, that the U.S. needs to take control of the semi-autonomous Danish territory to enhance global security. You know, Mark, we need the international security, not just security, international, Trump said. We have a lot of our favorite players cruising around the coast, and we have to be careful. Trump added that he'll be talking to Rutte about the issue. The president has repeatedly vowed a U.S. takeover of Greenland, and Thursday's statement signaled he wants NATO to get involved in his attempt to annex the island. Trump's remarks drew criticism from the outgoing prime minister of Greenland, Mjut Egede. The U.S. president has once again aired the thought of annexing us. Enough is enough, Egede wrote. Jens Frederik Nielsen, whose party won the country's parliamentary elections on Tuesday, March 11th, also criticized the president's comments. Trump's statement from the U.S. is inappropriate and just shows once again that we must stand together in such situations, Nielsen posted to social media. NATO and the Danish embassy in Washington, D.C. have not yet responded to Trump's remarks. However, Denmark has consistently stated that Greenland is not for sale. The mineral-rich country is strategically located on the shortest route from Europe to North America and is crucial to the U.S. ballistic missile warning system. NATO's Secretary General said he will leave Greenland's future to others and believes it should be a topic for nations in the high north, as Chinese and Russian vessels are utilizing waterways in the area. So, when it comes to Greenland, yes or not joining the U.S., I would leave that outside from me, this discussion, because I don't want to drag NATO in that, Root continued. But when it comes to the high north and the Arctic, you're totally right. The Chinese are now using these routes. We know that the Russians are already arming. We know we have a lack of icebreakers. Trump said Denmark has refused to talk about annexation and suggested he may send U.S. troops to American bases in Greenland. We've been dealing with Denmark. We've been dealing with Greenland, and we have to do it. We really need it for national security. I think that's why NATO may have to get involved in a way, because we really need Greenland for national security. It's very important, Trump said. Trump also appeared to shed doubt on Denmark's claims to the island. You know, Denmark's very far away and really has nothing to do. What happens? A boat landed there 200 years ago or something, and they have the rights to it. I don't know if that's true. I don't think it is, Trump remarked. Surveys show that most Greenlanders are against joining the U.S. However, a majority do support eventual independence from Denmark.